In this week's Sedra, Yaakov Avinu finds out that his son Yosef is still alive and he's in Mitzrayim, and there's a famine in Eretz Canaan. The famine was soon going to end. The whole famine, as soon as he came to Mitzrayim and he gave Paro a bracha, so the Medrash says that was the end of the whole famine. But he didn't know that that was going to happen, so that if he would have known, he would have stayed in Eretz Yisrael. What do you have to move to Chutz Lawrence for? So he didn't know, so he moved with the whole family. Everybody goes to Eretz Mitzrayim. So the Pasuk says, Ves Yehuda Shishi begins. Ves Yehuda Shal Chalfanav Al Yosef Al Horos Lafanav Goshnam. He sent Yehuda Lahoros. So the Medrash understands Lahoros Miloshim to Paskin Shailas. Yehuda established a Beis Hayro. He established a yeshiva that when the children, when the law come to Eretz Mitzrayim, they should have a cheder, they should have a Talmud Torah, that they'll be able to learn right away when they come. That's the first thing you have to do when you move to a new country. So apparently, yes, because everything is different. All the minhagim are different, you know, the whole situation is different. When the Jews move from Europe to America, everything is different. You move from America to Eretz Yisrael, everything is different. Gans and different shilas, mitzvahs, hatlis, baritz, everything is totally different. And you have to start learning everything all over again to see how the Dine HaTorah relate to the new circumstances. You can't just... They were ultra-Orthodox Jews who moved from Europe to Eretz Yisrael. They didn't know the first thing about Afroshas, Trumas, and Maisa. They didn't know anything about it. They were ultra-Orthodox in Europe. Kashrus meant Shchita, Basa B'cholav. They had no Hasaga, Mitzvah, Hatlis, Baritz. That there's a Din of Tevel on Afroshas, Trumas, and Maisa, and all the details. So the same over here, the Torah that they observed in Eretz Yisrael when they came to Mitzrayim is in Gansan a different Torah. The Torah doesn't change, but the circumstances are totally different. That's always important when you move to a new country and the whole surroundings are totally different. The Rabbanim have to reinvestigate all the Shailas to make sure that they're observing the mitzvahs properly. For many years, there are a lot of dinim that are not being observed properly here in America because the Rabbanim were sleeping a little bit, so they didn't realize everything is different here. So you have to be machmer on certain things, makel on other things. Everything is not. You can't just carry over the observance of mitzvahs the way it was in the Altaheim. It's not going to be exactly the same. You have to have a yeshiva and study everything all over again from the beginning. Yeah. Yeah.